A word for you from Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely. This is the fourth time that we look at this text this week. And we had started out with the question, why do some sins fall away? Why do some sins cling and hold on? And then in our text, we are told that we should unwrap. That is, of course, not resorting to law. It's not works. Works will never save and never deliver. It is through Christ and Christ alone. But he still says, now you participate. You do. So it is by the Lord's grace, his cross, his resurrection alone. It says, for instance, in another place where Paul writes, work out your salvation with fear and trembling. But in the next verse it says, for it is God who works in you to will and to do. Remember that he is your focus. If you are focused on the things of the world, you'll never succeed in getting the old sins unwrapped. The sins of habit and of character will only get worse unless you are obedient to what God says. Now focus on him. For instance, in 2 Corinthians 3:18 it says, with unveiled face beholding, as in a glass, the glory of the Lord, we are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as from the Lord the Spirit. The Holy Spirit is there to apply the work of Calvary. But of course, if you focused on the things of the world, your entertainments, your thoughts, the things you read, the type of people you talk to, whatever it might be, it means that you focused on the wrong thing. Your heart must be fixed on Christ. In 1 John chapter 3 it says, if you have that hope in you, then purify yourself. It is a spiritual axiom, someone has said, that you become like what you worship. If you worship money, you become like your money. Shallow, trivial, easily bought, easily sold. Relationships dictated by economics. If you focus on popularity and fame and career without regard for what is right and what is the purpose of God for you, it will define who you are. Whoever you worship, you become like that thing. But as we fix our hearts on Christ and we are preoccupied with him, we are obsessed with the Lord Jesus Christ, and we can never be obsessed enough, by the way. Then it is that 2 Corinthians 3:18 becomes true for us. With unveiled face, beholding the glory of the Lord, we are being transformed. What a practical point. So meditate on God's word. Remember, he has wrought the full deliverance at Calvary for you.